over the last couple of weeks, we've been getting reports, very localized reports, of concentrations of dead deer, specifically in Columbia County in the southern part of the state. We have a couple situations where we have as many as 17 deer in a relatively small area that have died, kind of a one-mile radius area of a 40-acre property. We've identified 17 deer that are dead, as well as a couple different spots, Walworth and Waukesha County, and some spots down in Rock County. So it's pretty much the southern part of the state. And up until recently, we did not have any sort of definitive or at least really any sort of indications because the carcasses were pretty heavily decomposed. So earlier this week, however, we did get into animals that we were able to do some necropsy work on and really take a real closer look at it. And as a result of those evaluations, we have what we're now calling suspected cases of EHD or epizootic hemorrhagic disease. That disease is basically a virus that is spread by midges. So the midges carry the virus and infect other deer. And typically what ends up resulting is mortality in the animals, not all of them, because the animals will develop an immunity, deer in particular. They're the ones that are susceptible to it. And in the situations of deer, you know, we will see when you open up the animal, you're going to see pretty heavy hemorrhaging in their lungs and their small intestines, as well as their spleen. You also see some swelling. Their tongue is typically swollen. There's another very closely related disease called blue tongue. And it's basically their tongue is swollen by the hemorrhaging that's occurring inside that organ, and then it ultimately ends up protruding from their mouth. Now, in these situations, too, because it is a virus, these animals, their heart rate may increase as well as their body temperature. So as a result, these animals will be drinking quite regularly, and they will even be laying down in streams and stuff to cool down their body temperature. So, you know, this is really going to be a disease that we expect to be present in the southern part of the state. Currently, we have outbreaks of EHD in pretty much every state around us. We have Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Indiana, as well as Missouri. In the southern parts of the states of the U.S., they've experienced some pretty more significant die-offs, you know, 1,000, 1,500 deer. We don't expect that here in Wisconsin whatsoever. First of all, if there's a frost, with any frost, that automatically will pretty much end the cycle because you're killing off any of the midges, and then as a result, they're not going to be transmitting the disease. So that will pretty much end it. Frost over the weekend would certainly bring an end to that. Southern part of the state, if there was frost conditions there, then you know that would. If not, it would continue, but otherwise, it would end then as well.